Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The center fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Doran reaches second base with a double. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doran moves to third. One out. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bez, who is chasing the ball. Backman reaches third base with a triple. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman scores. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Santana fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykstra moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykstra scores. Backman moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Gooden moves to second. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baz hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Chris Jones pinch hits for Mike Scott. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Calhoun now pitching. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into right field. Mumphrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mumphrey. Dykstra moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykstra scores. Backman moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Backman moves to third. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Daryl Strawberry. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Bailey to Reynolds and they have Hernandez trapped. The throw over to Davis, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek now playing right field. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baz for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pachyorek moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calhoun fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6. And Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.